I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Today, I am joined by a pop icon, my amazing friend, and the number one legend, Mimi Webb. So, Mimi, what are you wearing today?
Today, I'm wearing a little Miu Miu vintage set I got about 3 years ago, and it's just something I just have in my wardrobe, can go to whenever I need.
I'm obsessed with it.
Thanks, my love.
Where did you get it?
It was in London, but my stylist so she rented it for the day, and then I was like, can I just purchase it? And I was like, I'm obsessed with it. I know I'm going to rewear it.
It's such a good one because you can wear it in different ways as well.
Yeah, like the jacket with some, like, I don't know, leather trousers at times.
I love it. Are you a vintage shopper?
I wouldn't say I would like do it myself. I think it's always when I find a piece that I love, say I wear to like an event or like a shoot or performance, and then I'm like, can I keep it? It's always like, I want to just keep it. I don't want to give it back.
I'd love to see the insides of your wardrobe. If we look back at early Mimi, mm-hmm. what was she wearing?
Oh gosh. Early Mimi. Lots of like crop tops.
Okay.
That's not really me. I think at 25 now, you know, 21 was kind of when that was the crop top era for me. And then I'd also wear a lot of tracksuits. Okay. A lot more than now. So that was kind of, and then like big jackets and like glasses. I'd wear like big kind of see-through glasses. It was very extra.
A lot of accessories. Yeah. And then how has your style evolved since your first single to now?
I would say it's definitely matured. I feel like I've got a lot more confident and sexier in myself. And I think especially in more of the simple things, like more of the simple looks, I think back then I remember I did like a Brits performance. It was like the pre-performance and I had this incredible dress, but there was like these huge feathers coming up my arms and loved it. But then now I find more confidence in kind of more simple things, which is something I could never really find when I say it was when I was like 21 and my first song.
I would say the last few red carpets you've done, you've gone very sleek and slick back and always a bit of a hint of red or burgundy.
Yeah.
Which at the beginning, you wasn't so much red.
No.
You was a bit of a pink girly.
Yeah, exactly. Like even my first album cover was just, like you said, pink, purple. And now we're just diving into a lot more of those moodier, sexier tones.
Does that change with the songs you're writing though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think it definitely is actually. I think it's, you know, with each different creative, we kind of want to make sure the songs are being represented in the right way. And, you know, when I even write a song, I think of like colours and how I'm going to represent that. And I think a lot of it just felt just, you know, red flags, for example. Yeah. Like, I think that's when the red really kind of came into my career. And then I just grew more with that. And then, you know, I dyed my hair kind of burgundy red, and I think that was kind of how we wanted to represent it, just from how they sounded.
I'm enjoying this era of Mimi. I love it. I'm so here for it. What about, can we actually discuss, because I think this was such a moment for you recently when you done your acoustic music video, the look, everything about it was just so dramatic.
Oh,
how did you pick the dress for that?
God, that was actually really tough because it was kind of like we didn't want to go kind of too dramatic, but then also something that represented like emotion as well, like because it was very emotional. And I think I wanted to feel elegant, but then also we had like water, the whole floor was wet, so I couldn't like walk, you know, it was just really struggling to like walk in anything. So trying to get a cute look that kind of represented the emotional song, but then also was like some elegance and beauty to it.
That song is forever in my head.
Oh.
I love it so much. I'm like, need to stop singing. Yeah, just the one line as well. What would you say has been your biggest, what was I thinking, fashion moment?
I went to Capital when I did an interview and I actually was looking back at a few pictures and it popped up and I was wearing these like jeans and this cardigan. The cardigan was gorgeous, but I just didn't like the rest of the outfit wasn't fitting.
It wasn't working.
Yeah. And then there was like a pat pick and it was just me walking and I just I can't be turning up to Capital like wearing that next time.
Do you think there's a lot of pressure being Mimi Webb for what you wear?
I think it's more like myself. I pressure myself with that because it's, you know, I've got some amazing artists I look up to, like Dua Lipa and Her style's incredible. I just, everything she wears, I'm just like, wow. And when I'm in an outfit like that, that's when I just feel my best. So I think I automatically judge myself when I'm not feeling that way. So yeah, I think it's that. And then with that comes the kind of overthinking, which then I think everyone around me is thinking the exact same. And then I just kind of freak out.
Yeah, because there's a whole team around it. It's not just what you love and, you know.
Exactly. And everyone's got their, you know, their own opinions, which is fine. But it's, you know, I think it's when you're feeling great, no one's opinion can make you feel what, like, I'm like, no, I feel great. That there's no, this wall is up. Like, you're not getting through it.
That's such a good point. So when you first came into the industry, I guess, did you get a team straight away? You had a stylist, and was that like tough to, you know, go from just dressing yourself to all of a sudden having this team and eyes on it?
Oh my God, massively. Like, I think when I remember when I started, when I signed, I was 17, and we did like a, I was with a stylist, and we did kind of this like, who's Mimi Webb? Like, because this is what they all ask. Who is Mimi Webb? Who are you? Who are you as an artist? What do you want to tell? What message do you want to get out there? And I think a lot of it is like experience. I don't think you can just know straight away. Otherwise, it's not authentic. So
true.
So I think when I was so young starting, I was just kind of like, I actually don't know. And I was being put in like so many things. Like, there was some, like, I remember they put a fringe, like a clip on fringe on me, which was really fun to experiment with. But it just wasn't me, you know?
No.
And then
did you feel confident at that time to say this isn't you, or was you just so overwhelmed and excited?
Oh yeah, I was overwhelmed. I was like, I'll do whatever, you know, because when someone says like, sign this, like, we're gonna make you a pop superstar or a pop star, like, you're just like, oh, I'll
give
do
me
it.
The fringe,
yeah clip it in. Just clip it. and then I kind of like, as I went on, I work, you know, you work with more stylists. And now I've been working with Lauren Groves, who is just incredible.
Yeah.
And we've been together now three plus years, I think it is. And I think once you're settled and you've really like bonded and connected with your kind of, you know, your go-to stylist, like your partner in the whole creative world, you just gel and it just connects. And I think that's when you just start feeling great. As in, when I've had other stylists that obviously have been amazing as well, I just, when something's just not clicking and they haven't got the same image as you have. And, you know, now with Lauren, I can just go, I need a look for this. She'll just send me 3-4 looks and I'll love them all, because she just knows me.
I think that's so important. And it's, you can be honest and really open about those chats. She knows what you're going to love, what you're not going
to
love.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, the openness of being able to say, I don't like that, and not think, saying, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, because she knows it's not me being rude. It's just having to be open.
And I think she probably knows how far she can push you with things, and that's quite important. Do you ever bring elements of your onstage style into your everyday looks, or is Mimi Webb and Amelia Webb quite separate?
The two girls. I would say stage looks, especially on the last tour I've done, I think that was very much me as a whole.
I would say so. Yeah, yes.
Would you say? I think with the arms, it's quite the little corsets, the skirts. I love a little skirt.
You worked that skirt. Can I say? When we first come and watched you, I was like, you transform on stage. Oh, and the little booty shakes for that little skirt. Do you feel more powerful when you're putting an outfit on stage?
Oh my gosh, 100%. And like, we got to like design those as well, which was so sick. And I think that's why, because I remember saying, I was like, I need shorts within the skirt. And I think things like that, when you're able to actually, you know, have input on the product and like the actual piece, you know, the actual outfit, it's just so much better, because you know, I know that nothing's going to come out, you know, nothing's going to fall out, because that's the biggest worry when you're up there. As much as, you know, even the chair moment where I was like, my legs were quite spread at times and I was doing all these like acrobat chair movements, like, you know, it does get scary, but when you know the outfit inside out and you've made sure everything's kind of, you know, the T's are crossed and it's looking great, you know that you can go out there and just freely perform and give it a go.
That's so different, because just putting an outfit together for a red carpet or an event, but you have got to be able to move on stage, feel comfortable, sing.
God, yeah, that's not it.
But I love the fact that your outfit, you sort of mixed it up a few times for the tour, but it was like different colours and different, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the nice thing. And then also we played with a lot of like the crystals, and kind of, yeah, like all the Swarovski kind of crystals. And we had like a really, the London show was a really cool moment where we had like, it was just a whole crystal look.
Yeah.
And I think that was really fun as well, because I love a bit of sparkle. And I think it's so tasteful when like, it's just the right amount.
The perfect amount of sparkle. Mm. Do you feel more pressure for London? Because it's obviously...
Yeah, that one scares me. And we were talking about this obviously before we started, but obviously it was my mum's birthday and my best friend's birthday. And I was like, I knew I had like birthday cake sorted at the end. I was like, is it all going to work out? Is it going to be okay? Is mum going to be happy?
Isn't it so funny that people come in to watch you have no idea that before you're thinking about, is the birthday cake going to arrive on time?
Literally.
While spinning on the chair, doing your acrobats. That was such an amazing show. What is the best piece of fashion advice you've ever received?
Best piece of fashion advice? Maybe it's just the era I'm in right now, but like less is more, I think.
Yes.
I think like I love Hailey Bieber as well right now. Even like Princess Diana as well, like her style was incredible.
That.
Like some of just the oversized, like she'd have like the shorts and oversized jumpers and she just looked stunning. And it was kind of like a bit of a sporty look, but also just so like beautiful and just feminine. So I think, yeah, I'm kind of in that right now and loving that. Cause then sometimes I used to be like, the more color, the more sparkles. And I actually used to feel a bit like that would kind of cover me up a little bit. Like my features, that would kind of be a way of me being like hiding.
Yeah.
Now I'm just kind of like, oh no, I actually want this to be the main
the main event.
You know, the main event, which I didn't like before.
That's such a good thing. So you've actually just feel like your confidence has grown, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. Chanel has always said that when you leave the house, you should always take off one accessory. So now you're a Chanel shopper, honey. That was your recent purchase.
Oh, you know it. She's over there.
No, so Mimi actually on her stories posted like that she'd been in Chanel. And I literally, I must have been one of the first people to message and be like, I need the unboxing.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So funny. I was like, here it comes. Oh no, that was, yeah, I loved, everyone was so excited about that.
And what was the, did you treat yourself because of the tour?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I just was like, I never had a Chanel bag before, so I was like, it's time. And also it's like a really great investment, which I didn't realize that was that was a thing. So I was like, oh, and then I bought one and my mum was like, great investment. I was like, oh, here we go. My business manager, it's investment.
She's now bought five.
Yeah. We're locked. We're set.
I think it is such a special moment when you buy your first. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Chanel bag, but you know when something that you've saved for, or it's an amazing treat and then you just really enjoy it. And I saw you wore it to the GK Awards as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so now like with that as well, I could just wear it to those events, which is so nice. And everyone was complimenting me. They were like, the bag. I was like, oh, I love it.
Isn't it so crazy that when someone compliments our bag, it brings us so much happiness?
Oh my God, it does. I felt like I was so cool for like a whole week after I bought that. I was
just
looking
walking around.
Like a Chanel, like, sorry.
You also hold it like really carefully, don't you? Because like, this is a baby.
No, honestly. And also the like duffel bags are so important. Like,
oh yeah,
I've never been that good with that. And my best friend Rebecca actually told me off a few weeks ago, because she was like, you need to make sure you use the duffel bags. Like
you
the
have
dust,
to.
Is it
the dust bag?
Dust bag, duffel bag. Where have I got that from? See, I don't even know the name.
It's fine.
But yeah, so I'm now being very aware that they have to be put in their
bags. You have to forever look after those, because then you have them forever. What's the strangest thing you've ever done in the name of fashion? And I can imagine this is probably someone else has made you do.
Oh my gosh, probably. I think I wouldn't say this is strange because it's so fashion and iconic, but I did a shoot recently. It was in New York and it was awesome. But I basically held this plastic dress. Like it was like put into some sort of like wax, you know, like it was kind of waxed. The picture's up online. It's really gorge. And it's this, I just had to hold it. And I've never been like I was naked under, completely naked. I just had tights on and then holding this. And I was like, oh gosh, I was like nervous because I've never done that. But I knew I was like fully covered. Like the image is stunning and I'm so happy I did it. And it was really nice to push myself out of my comfort zone for something like that. But that was cool because it was so solid. It was like the weirdest thing to have next to my body holding it up like
just strange
like this. Yeah,
I think you win on the strangest thing.
What we do for fashion, hey?
Always. But that's what must be so fun about your job, that you can get to go and do some really things that maybe you wouldn't naturally. I mean, when is anyone holding a dress walking around naked?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, not. I felt so cool because I know there's a clip Kendall Jenner posted like a few years ago, and she's running around and she's just so free. She's just holding her breath, like her boobs like that, and she's running around, and I'm just like, I was like, I'm Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner moment.
Yeah, I was like, I'm having my moment where I'm just confident and I'm just like eating a little like cookie on the side while I'm about to go take this
picture. Is so fun. Yeah. What's been the best music videos? Like, what's been the favourite fashion moment within all your music videos?
Yeah, I feel like we normally like really experiment and go for like four looks that are just all very different and separate, but I think even House on Fire was really fun just because I was playing so many different characters.
Yeah.
So like each look was all like dedicated to a specific character, but we were really playing with the role and making it super fun and like playful. So I feel like that was really fun.
That's so fun. And if fashion could talk, what would your wardrobe say about you right now?
Oh, messy. The wardrobe is rather messy.
We're always messy.
What would I say? Iconic.
Oh, love
no, I'm
that.
Just like, you know, I'm, well, definitely messy. It's all over the place. I need to get it sorted. An iconic mess. That's it.
I think that's
an imperfect perfect. There we go.
Oh, okay. And do you get to keep a lot of the outfits, or is it a lot of loaning? And because is the wardrobe full?
Oh yeah, like it is really like too full, and that's because I do keep a lot of things up. Like, you know, Lauren will send me bits for like promo, and she'll send me a huge suitcase with all the outfits in, and I'll be like, oh, can I keep this, and this? And then I'll keep them, but then my whole wardrobe just gets so much worse. It just gets worse.
But I do love how I feel you're very sustainable in the sense you do rewear, you do a lot of vintage. Yeah. I think that's really important.
I'm trying to get more like that, to be fair. Like, I definitely think, like you said, like, sometimes I'm like, you know, I used to have the mindset that I'd wear one outfit, like a dress, and that I couldn't wear that again. But now, like, I really do enjoy reusing. Yeah. I think it's because people are like, oh, when did you get that? And I'm like, do you know?
Yeah, well, I'm so impressed. This is a vintage number just in the wardrobe.
And it wasn't my first option. I had a whole different outfit on, and then I quickly put this on before I left.
So. I love that. So what would you say your go-to uniform is for every day?
Every day, if I am in the studio, it probably is like, it is very chilled out, like tracksuit. I do love a little tracksuit, or like a gym set, aloe. I'm all over aloe.
Yeah,
like,
we love a bit of aloe.
So comfy, right? So,
and everyone says this, it's really expensive, which it is, but the cost per wear. I wear my trousers so much,
so good. You can just keep reusing.
Yeah.
But then I think I like, especially this time of weather, I love a roll neck. I love a roll neck.
Shall I say one of my favourite pictures of you?
Oh, really?
You're in a red roll neck.
Really?
Is it your Christmas?
Oh, the Christmas song. Oh my gosh, yes.
You look so good. I know it's such a plain look, but you just look very chic.
I just love it. They just like, it just makes me feel, my neck just feels elegant.
It's always important to have an elegant neck.
Yeah, elegant neck, you know.
No, but I know what you mean. You feel like you've got it together.
Yeah, and the makeup as well. I feel like makeup. Like, even when I have, like, a cream or, like, a black roll neck on, my makeup just feels stronger. I don't know what it does. And my hair feels a bit
You're
more
You're very
nice.
Good at your own hair and makeup, which I find impressive. Oh, yeah, I'm not.
Honestly, Jacinta, my makeup artist, I just watch her the whole time.
Do
I'm
you?
Like,
and take tips.
Yeah, and she's like, stop. She's like, stop now, because I want to still be doing it. I was like, no, I'll have you for, you know, everything.
The big stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just chuck it on.
So you've had so many iconic looks. Can we do a little fashion rewind?
Let's do it. Can't wait. Oh my God. The pink puffy dress.
So this is early Mimi.
This is early. I think this was my first ever like fashion shoot. The black boots as well that go all the way up the leg. Like, because that was like that was pictured a bit, I think, like 0.5 kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
Or like
quirky.
A bit of an eye lens, what do they call it, the fish eye.
Yes,
so that it looks like it's going all the way up, and but it's true, they were going all the way up.
Oh wow, comfy.
Yeah, they were. It was fun. Like, I wouldn't, so you wouldn't see me in anything like that now, which is really interesting, but, and it's cool because of the growth, but I love that. Like, I just think that with the little clip to the side fringe.
So fun.
Hair's obviously my natural brown colour, so it's really cool.
I love the fact that you have got your... Because you're at the age where you've gone through... I guess at 25, you do change so much your style. And it's hard to, as a singer, artist, to transform and not be known as that Mimi.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to reinvent yourself almost.
Oh, completely. Like, I do still have... If I am at an event, people go... I have to go, oh, it's Mimi, because sometimes people still see me as like the girl that was in the pink dresses and, you know, I had the blonde bits at the front. Yeah. That was like kind of my signature look iconic, for a long time. And then now I'm like, oh no, we're redhead.
She's a redhead now.
Yeah.
Next one.
Oh. This is what you were talking about. This is the red roll neck.
I love the red roll neck. It's so sleek. And I remember speaking to you and I think it was in LA, was that shot?
Yeah, that was LA. And that was, it was really interesting because it was like so sunny and we were shooting this like cold Christmas music video and there was like a reindeer. And like we were just like, then we'd walk outside and switch into like daylight, just LA sunshine.
But I love the red roll neck. I love the little black hot pants. I feel for me, this is when you started to transform away from Pink Girl.
Yeah. You're right, like getting a bit more mature and like the sheer tights. Yeah. I love a sheer tight in Christmas time, so.
Oh, I do. Best tights, Calzedonia.
Oh, yeah, they're the best, aren't they?
They're good.
Can rewear. Oh, what are the shows?
The tour look. I loved this. I just thought you looked epic. The little two. It was like a pleated skirt. What was the inspo? So it was all corseted.
Yeah, and it was all pinstripes. So that was what we really wanted to go with because I actually love like sexy, officey, like blazer, trouser kind of tailored looks.
You like a tailored piece,
I
don't
really
you?
I really do. And I like, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but like that is my thing that I really do suit a lot of the time, which is like really interesting. I think I grew up a lot watching my mum go to work and she'd always have like the most incredible office like suit looks. I can only imagine. You know, you know what she's like. So I think I just love it. And then I kind of picture her when I'm wearing it. But I think we wanted to kind of give that vibe. Pinstripes, also adding like the Swarovski crystal and then the kind of sheer sleeve thing. Love it.
I remember a while ago when you were speaking about who is Mimi and you said, maybe I'm just the tailoring girl. I remember you saying that.
I'm just the suit girl.
I'm just the suit girl. And now we've seen how you've elevated the suits into a little mini dress.
I did go into it.
Vibe.
Oh my God. I was looking at this the other day actually. This is so funny.
So I love the pink puffball dress with the shoe. This is like almost a bit Ariana Grande.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It's like a bit pop star.
Oh my gosh. It's so pink. Gosh, I really was repping the pink. The pink heels as well with the love heart. I love those.
They were so cool.
I would rewear those any day.
You could wear them in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. And like they weren't that like hard to walk in as well. So
I remember I was styling Sunny J at that Capitol Ball.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember him saying, I'm just going to Mimi's room. And obviously I didn't know you. And I saw you in the pink and I was like, she looks cool.
Oh,
and that was how many years ago?
Yeah,
and I
that's
thought, how
crazy. That's actually mad because we weren't friends at that point. So that's really cool. Oh, I should have walked in there and be like, hi.
I know. But I remember thinking, she looks very cool. So at the time, I think that pink puffball was very on trend.
Yeah. And I had the long, I remember getting like extra long extensions. That was heartbreak era as well. So I like dyed my hair back brown. I was like, we're going back to the roots. Like we're starting again. I was just like.
Does heartbreak affect your wardrobe, do you think?
Oh, massively. Yeah. I either try to go too much and like just try and look so. I'll go out and be like, we're getting the titties out tonight. Like, oh,
the girls
like
are out.
The puppies are out. Or it'll be like, I'm sad. I don't want to wear. I want loose fits. I want baggy, oversized. You know.
But you're in your love era now, so we're all happy with our red.
We're in our vintage Miu Miu. We're
it, life is good when you're in vintage Miu Miu. It is. So I find fashion can be really empowering, but also kind of like intimidating. Have you struggled with body confidence, especially being in the public eye?
Yes, I have. And I've actually, like when I started, I did always have like a few comments like, you need to work out, like you need to, Yeah, there was a lot of that, which I was kind of slightly prepared for, only because, you know, you see it on the movies, you see it,
yeah,
you see it everywhere sort of thing. But then when it actually is like
at you,
that is kind of a bit scary. Like, you know, I think when you're touring as well and you're constantly traveling, you are going to be eating food that you wouldn't normally eat at home because you've got no other option.
And you're exhausted. So when you're exhausted, you eat rubbish.
Yeah. And then you blow up, you kind of blow up a bit because of all the flights and obviously the up in the air and stuff. So naturally you do end up putting a bit of weight on, and then, but then, you know, once you're home, you kind of let it, you know, you kind of get back into your routine and it kind of goes. But I think that is a struggle. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think we just all want to be healthy, and that should be how it's said, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Have you got any tips for anyone who would be struggling with self-confidence?
I would say, I think I do the morning ritual, which is in the mirror, and I'm just like, you're a legend.
The thing is, I know you do this.
Yeah, you know I do.
Everyone's a legend.
Yeah, they are. We're all such legends. Like, I think this, to even live in this day and age, if we are legends, we're dealing with it. So I think, you know, I think saying those kind of really nice affirmations to yourself. But, you know, I don't really like working out. I wouldn't say it's my favourite thing to do.
You're not a matcha and Pilates girl.
No, I'm not. I was at Pilates this morning, like, but that's me once a week. I can't be doing more. And I do runs, like, I've enjoyed my running, but I think my main thing that I really enjoyed was really eating organically and eating kind of, even not organically, but even, like, you know, because it's so bloody expensive out there at the moment. But I think it's also about really knowing what's going in my body. I think that's, and that vitamins and things like that, that's kind of where I really like to go. And that would make me feel confident, because I know that I can go about the day feeling like healthy, you know?
And knowing your body.
Yeah, knowing my body. And then that kind of makes me then look in the mirror and go, oh, I've had my vitamins, you know, I'm healthy, I've got everything in my system to get on with the day. And then that just kind of gives me this strange feeling of, like, you know, a boost of confidence, which is nice.
I mean, that's such a nice one as well, because some people aren't into the gym, and that's okay. Yeah. I don't think you have to be there every day, every morning.
Like, I just think, like, everyone's like, oh, it takes your mind off things. And I'm like thinking, as I'm running, I'm writing notes down, because it makes my brain think faster, which is great a little bit, but, you know.
But I guess you sit and write, so that must be where you step away from the world and you're not on your phone.
Oh, completely, yeah. Like, I have to turn my phone off and just kind of, because I think that's also a big part of body confidence in general and how people feel, because you are constantly getting updates, live updates on how everyone else's journey is going and how everyone else is looking. And it's kind of like,
it's a lot.
Oh, you know, you have a day where you've eaten really well and you're like, oh, great, like, I feel healthy. And then go on your phone and someone's like, and you're like, oh,
I wasn't that great.
Yeah, great. I've got to go to another day. And I'm like, I want McDonald's tomorrow.
It's so true. I really want to try your spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, girl, I'm getting you on that. We're getting,
well, I need to come round for a spaghetti bolognese, because you put it on your stories and I've heard about lasagna. It. Oh, is it a lasagna? Oh,
yeah, and lasagna. I do both.
Oh, okay. I need the lasagna.
Italian food. See, that's my thing, pasta. I'm just like, I can't. Like, oh, it's always that thing as well, like the wanting a stomach that's flat, and I'm like, but I like
pasta. A wine and a pasta,
yeah, and I want to have my baby one day and feel really comfortable in there, you know. What do they call it, a bit of baby, like, just a bit of,
what is
they
it call called it,
kangaroo
pouch,
that's the, it, pouch. The pouch
is being prepared. We've got a few questions from followers. Someone has asked, what's your number one fashion hack that always works?
Oh, number one fashion hack. Oh, what would be a number one fashion hack? That's a really good question.
I know. Could it be?
Oh.
She's got one.
So with the handbags, which I learned with Chanel, is that you can actually, if you want a shorter handbag, like,
strap,
you can just tie a little hairband in the bag and then it will sit there, and then you've got a shorter strap.
Oh,
so because you know how you might not want the crossbody look, you can do, I like the little
On the shoulder.
On the shoulder. So you can just do tie with a little hairband and it doesn't affect the bag. She was like, that's the safest way of doing it. And then it's kind of like you've still got both options. So
That is a great tip because one of my clients always doubles it up and I say to her, you're going to ruin the bag.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, don't do that. Just with a little hairband.
Great hack. What's one affordable fashion item that looks more expensive than it is?
I'd say tailoring because I think you just look so much, you can just look amazingly chic and
so true.
It just looks so fitted and perfect, you know.
And polished.
Yeah.
Agree. What's one item in your wardrobe you'll never get rid of?
My like leather trousers and leather boots. I just feel like they're such a beautiful piece that I'll always go to and can mix and match with anything, you know.
So true. And a classic piece that will always be in style.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice once you find good pieces to just keep.
Literally. And like boots that just stay really well kind of worn.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously I'd seen you at Jingle Bell, must have been Jingle Bell Ball. It must have been summertime because she was in that pink. That would have been a summer look.
No, I think that was Jingle.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, she was pink and Jingle.
I think I went pink Jingle, yeah, because that was a long dark hair.
But we didn't know each other. Mm. And then so randomly, you went on a drive-in experience with McLaren, Luch. Didn't you?
Yeah. And it's his boyfriend. That was crazy. And I was so nervous. And I remember being like, just please don't let me crash. And then I was like, oh, it was my best friend.
It was so funny. Then you just rang me.
Yeah.
And was like, you're right, legend. And then we become friends.
Crazy.
How?
It was so fun. I love that. And like, my mum was actually saying the other day, because I was talking to her about you guys, she was like, it's so nice you guys have been, like, you're friends with you two, because you're like my, like, you guys are older than me, and you're like my... like big bro and big sis kind of vibe where you like take me under your wing.
It's so nuts. I feel like it's a really, but it's weird because I don't feel like you're younger than me.
No, yeah.
But
yeah.
Then also I remember when we went to watch you at the O2 and you come on and we was like, oh my God. And Luch was like, this is so bizarre because I did not expect that. Yeah, and he was she's really good. I was like, obviously.
Luch just looks at me like a crazy girl. He's like, just Mimi's around running about again.
But so fun. And it's such a lovely friendship now. And I'm so pleased we've met.
Oh, I love it. I love you guys. Like, and you know when you know you have a wedding one day and I'll be like, that's front row.
No, you'll be singing me down the aisle, honey.
Oh my gosh. Please. I'm so down.
Well, you sung at your recent friend's wedding, so...
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually even said to all my friends, I was like, I'll do everyone.
Really?
I love it. It was the funnest, like, show I think I've ever done. Like, it was just... because I was a bit drunk and I was like, woo! Like, everyone's singing.
What songs would you do? Because you can't do the heartbreak ones, can you?
We did House on Fire, we did Red Flags and Love Language. So it was kind of like the bitter songs, which was quite funny because everyone's just like, rah.
Would you sing at your own wedding?
I actually think I would.
Really?
I would at the end, not on my own though, I'd do maybe like a karaoke thing where everyone gets up, or like me and my partner are out doing it together.
I would not sing karaoke with you. I'm sorry. Absolutely not.
I just think it'd be hilarious. But when I do that jokey voice, I have this like really strange singing voice that I do to like take the bit. It's like... I don't want to do. Like, I just sound shit. Like, No, that's like me. But I do it worse. No, don't. And then she just go for it. I used to just crack up and I do that every karaoke I'm in. I'm like, get me on there. And everyone be like crying of laughter. Like, my manager, Brandon, just cries of laughter because I love it. It gives me so much happiness doing it.
So your wedding day, you're going to do your bizarre voice.
My mum be like, get off the bloody stage.
She'll be up there.
She'll be up joining in. She'll be doing all the high notes. She's like, I'm Sandy at Greece. I'm Sandy in Greece.
How do you find having fans? Is it a bit mad?
I love it. It is crazy. And I must say, I've noticed that people can be mean.
Yes.
A lot meaner than when I started off.
Really?
Like, I love my fans so much, and all my fans are amazing and so supportive and great, but there's also other people that maybe aren't a fan but expect so much from you, where they're like, and if they don't get it, it's like they know that they can like ruin your life, you know, with one, you know, one comment or one post and just like ruin your day or upset you.
Which is so, so scary.
That's so scary. And I feel like going back touring and going back into it, I really started to actually see that and thought, oh my gosh, like that wasn't the way it was when I started at all. It was just endless love and support. But now that I've got older and like grown and I've been in industry longer, there's definitely people out there that just want to like jump and on you. And like, you know, if you don't go out after a show maybe or something, like I'm sick, I've got to go to bed or something, or I've left the venue straight after the show, like you can also get angry. So like my fans are amazing and I love my fans and this is separate to them. But then you get people that say join as maybe a plus one to someone else or someone that isn't really a fan, but then they're the ones that are happy to kind of go with you a bit more.
But it's crazy
because go with you at all.
I think people forget you're a human being and you're a 25-year-old
girl. Yeah, yeah. And also like, you know, when you're putting a show on, you're like, and also I'm doing like the VIPs, like there's so many other things, like it's really tough because you also want people to feel, you know, when they're paying for that extra slot, VIP slot, you want them to feel really special and make sure they're getting the meet and greet and they're getting all these things. And I think, you know, when I come off stage, I, especially this tour, I was just so sick so many times after that I was like, and also I don't then want to be like, hi, I'm sick, but I'm still going to give you a huge hug and not worry about your own health. Like, that's not what I'm like.
No.
I'm very like cautious of
people's
health.
You're so mindful.
Yeah. I'm so, imagine if they're like then sick and I'm like, oh, God, I've just made them really ill.
Do your fans have a name? Do they have like a little name or?
I think Legends.
Do they call themselves the Legends? I think they should.
I think they should. I think we're now getting there. I think they do like, when I do like the really cute fan activations, I always have like, I always see all like my day one fans who are just so amazing and kind. And then we also have new people that show up and then join the family and we all just scream Legends.
Legends. The fish and chip shop was legendary.
Oh, yeah, it was
that
so
was
fun, right?
Very legendary.
That was a really good night. And we were all, I ended up staying a lot longer than the whole event was even meant to go on for because we were just having such a great time.
That's one thing I would say about you. You're so like happy, positive, and like want people to just have a lovely time.
Oh, love you. No, it's, you know what? I think when people especially travel that far and when they're so lovely to me, like when my fans are just, you know, they're so supportive, I was like, I want to make sure they feel that. And they have that, you know, I make sure I'm really giving them like time and focusing on the kind of interactions with them.
So obviously your style has changed and I think we're in a new Mimi era.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that the fans have changed? Has their style changed?
100%. Yeah, honestly, it was crazy again going on tour this time and doing the meet and greets, seeing fans. Even when I was doing the album signings, seeing fans from 3 years ago to now, I'm just like, oh my gosh. And they'll show me a picture of us and I'll be like, wow, like how, like everyone's just grown so beautifully and like, you know, their style, just everything about their look. I'm just like, wow, it's just incredible. And it's just really like emotional as well because I'm like, wow, like we really have grown together for this long. And then on the tour, everyone was also doing like pinstripes. And I also was like, I always say like, please be as comfortable as you can. And I want you to be comfortable and confident. But, you know, I was like, dress up, go for it, do some sparkles. And everyone was just really following the narrative and the whole brief perfectly well. So, yeah, I think it's just really cool to see everyone feeling confident to get those kind of dresses on and get those sparkles on and shine out a little bit more, you know.
I love that. That's so nice. So we're going to play a game of fashion red flags and green flags. So if you hate it, well, you know very much, you know all about red flags.
Oh, red flags, girl. It's like my middle name.
I think you created the red flag. You created us talking about it.
Oh, I love that. I feel like it's like everyone, I do it a lot. Like I see like it's an interview, a very special little interview slot.
Okay. Wearing sunglasses indoors.
I love that. I think that's so cool. Green flag. I think it's so cool. When someone's walking around with shades on, I'm like, you're cool. There's something going about. There's something about you.
Depends if they are actually cool.
Yeah. But do you know what? I'm all about fake it till you make it. Like,
true.
You know, like if you're not, you know, if you're giving that energy and you're that persona, you're manifesting it to come to you, you know?
Very, very true. Mixing prints.
Mixing prints. Oh, I think it's a really fine line. It can work and not work. So maybe like middle flag there.
Middle flag. Crocs with a glam outfit.
Red flag.
Low-rise jeans comeback.
Oh, low-rise jeans.
I've seen you in a low-rise. Yeah,
green flag.
I thought you looked good in like, them.
Yeah.
But are you a Gen Z?
You're 2000.
A Gen Z, so you can do the low-rise. I can't. I look like I'm trying to be you. If I wear them.
God, no, I love it.
Wearing designer head to toe. Green flag.
While
she sat here in a vintage Miu Miu and Prada shoes.
Honestly, I was like, after this, I'm gonna have to go home and put my Uggs back on. I was like, I'm not
No, I think you do the perfect mix, but I do think it's a green flag.
Yeah, me too. It's fun.
Leaving the house in joggers.
Green flag, love it.
Wearing athleisure to a girl's lunch.
I think, yeah, green flag. If you've done like Pilates and then you're going out or something after.
Depends the vibe. Yeah, dressing up for the airport.
Right, my mum would kill me if I didn't say green flag. She loves doing that. But I prefer to be chilled, honestly.
I prefer comfort. Is your mum doing a jean?
Oh, she's in full boots. Like no, but even like my friend Rebecca, like she is stuck. Like she's so classy and like she's... But she's got like, to be fair, she's an air hostess too. So she's like used to dressing up with the hair, the makeup. You know, she's used to kind of making sure she's like dressed to the nines for that. But like I remember we went to this, Ferrari invited us out to this.
Oh, that looked amazing.
It was so cool. Like we were like, this is awesome. And I was in this like no makeup joggers, tracksuit vibe. And she was like looking incredible, like hair's done. And I was like, I just love that.
There's two types of people in this world. Yeah. I worry about people wearing jeans on a long haul flight. It concerns me.
Yeah.
It worries
me. It's just like not comfy, is it?
No. Twinning with your partner.
Twinning with your partner. No, I don't like that.
No, it's not for me. No. It's a red flag for me.
You're
not
doing a Halloween outfit vibe, you know. Fine. Fun, but yeah.
You're not doing matching Christmas pajamas. No.
Me and my mum do that.
Yeah, that's cute. Wearing a trend you don't love because it's trending.
Yeah, red flag. I don't like doing that.
No.
Because I think also you can tell if you're just trying to do it for the sake of it. It's just then
so true. It's wearing you. Mm. Wearing your own merch.
Oh, I must say I love wearing it. But I sometimes feel a bit strange wearing like Miu Miu Webb across my chest.
I think it's such a green flag.
Do you think?
Yeah, okay, I think you should. I think you should.
There is a really nice snuggly. I think it depends on what it is. Like there's one that I've got with the British flag on, which I actually love wearing that I just recently was selling. But yeah, I think sometimes I just get worried if I've got big, unless I'm on tour, but if I'm like out and about Miu Miu Webb, I'm like, am I like promoting? Am I like just going around just trying to get some promotion? Well,
you need to be your own biggest fan.
Yeah, you're right.
I think go for it.
I'm being so humble, guys.
Footballers wear their names on their back.
Do they? Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Sorry, forgot.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now for fashion, this or that. Heels or trainers?
Heels.
Oh, yeah. Vintage or brand new?
Vintage.
Always. Mini skirt or cargo trousers?
Mini skirt.
Statement coat or statement bag?
Oh.
I think that's a hard one for
that's
you.
That's so hard because I feel like I went from statement coat and now I'm going to statement bag.
We can let you have both for that one. Matching sets or mix and match?
Matching sets.
Gold or silver jewellery?
Gold.
You mix like me.
I do mix. Yeah, I mix. Actually, I do mix.
I'm enjoying the mixing.
It's so fun.
Yeah, I prefer
I've
it.
Got, and literally, these are silver and gold earrings put
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they look stunning. Red carpet glam or casual chic?
Oh. Oh, I don't know. That's so hard because I love both. But I'll say casual chic just because that's more like what I do.
That is you. Little black dress or little pink dress?
Little black dress. But... 2021 girl would have
been pink.
Pink.
Did you even wear black in that year?
No. I remember saying, I was like, I don't want any dark tones. I want it all like
girly,
purple, yellow, pink, you know, green, like just any kind of bright pastel-y colour.
I can't wait to see where the next few years of Mimi Webb's going to go in her wardrobe.
I know, right?
I'm excited.
Where are we going to go next?
Very exciting. Thank you so much for joining me, Mimi. It has been so lovely.
I've had the best time.
You are a legend. Doesn't sound as good when I say it.
You're my number one legend.
Did you hear that, guys? Wow, that was amazing to have Mimi in the wardrobe talking through her career and style. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a quick review as it really helps. And if you want to see the outfits we discussed, make sure to check the video version on YouTube. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.